At 50.7 index points in April, the APSA PMI has plunged to levels last seen in July last year when the looting took place. This as various sub-indices came under pressure amid the flood devastation in KZN, which has forced various factories in the region to halt production as the damage is being assessed. Mielani Maluleke, senior economist at APSA, joins us with his analysis of the index and what it suggests about the health of the manufacturing sector. Well, let's start there, Mielani. What would you say about the state of domestic manufacturing right now?
Yeah, look, I think what we're seeing from the April PMI numbers is not very surprising. You know, it was always going to be a question of how bad it was going to look, because we had two major supply side shocks. One, the flooding in KwaZulu-Natal, which we know is a really big part of the manufacturing sector. But I think even beyond that, you also have, one of the busiest ports in the country, so it's an important source of inputs for the sector and other parts of the country. So the disruptions from the floods were certainly a big dampening effect in the sector. But the second supply side shock that we also had was the load shedding. I mean, which we know has been quite intense. I mean, what's really been interesting, we've been looking to actually at the amount of load shedding that we've seen so far this year. In terms of number of days, it's quite similar to what we've had in the first 4 months of last year. But the intensity is much higher this time around, and I think that that's something that also would have added to the challenges in the manufacturing sector. Hence, we're seeing indices such as the business activity collapsing from 60.5 in March, something as low as 39.6 in April.
Let's talk about what are the factors in the dampening effects, that sharp drop in export sales. Talk to me about the dynamics there.
Yeah. So I think, we're getting some feedback. Of course, we don't publish a specific export index with the PMI, but, we always get this feedback qualitative from manufacturers. And the sense that we got is that export sales were disrupted in April, and again, not very surprising given that we had a few days where the Durban port was not operating. I think while on that note, I think it's really quite positive how quickly Transnet was able to get the Durban pack port to be fully operational again. I mean, there's obviously a bit of a backlog which created that sales challenge for manufacturers, but hopefully we should start to see some normalization going forward.
So, yeah, you mentioned that the big question was how bad it would be. Of course, it's still above that 50-point mark, but clearly meaning that there are some bright spots in that PMI figure. What's providing the support here?
Yeah, it's a really good observation that you make here, that the headline PMI itself is still above 50, but I think the story is in actually of the PMI in April is not so much in the headline index, but more in the subcomponents, because what is really keeping the headline index elevated is supplier delivery times. As we've seen since the start of COVID, this supplier's performance index has been quite elevated, but right now this is not an indication of the fact that, across the value chain of manufacturers, firms are really busy. It's an indication of the fact that we have global supply chain problems. So, I would say that the headline PMI remaining above 50 is not so much where the story is right now. Business activity, which fell from 60.5 to 39.6, is new sales orders, which fell from also over 60 to about 44 in April, that I think tell us a little bit more about the damage of the supply shocks that we experienced in April.
In March, the purchasing price index surged to a record high, right? And then in April, there was less cost pressures. I'm skeptical, though, in being too optimistic on this front, particularly looking at the rand that's basically cowered under the US dollar. What's your take on it?
No, look, we share your concern on this, Dinashi. It's obviously a little encouraging that fans did say that compared to March, pressures were a little bit better in April. but it's always about the sustainability of that, given some of the challenges that we know we still have. The rand has moved a lot over the last few weeks. That's not going to help input costs. We know that we still have global supply chain issues. That's not going to help costs. So I think that over the coming months, cost pressures for a lot of firms are definitely still going to remain elevated.
All right. And then looking ahead, I mean, what are the expectations for future business conditions?
Look, I think the feedback that we are getting from the PMI itself, because we do have a sub-index measuring expected business conditions, encouragingly, that remains fairly steady. In fact, a small improvement compared with March. And I think perhaps the message that we can take from that is firms saying they don't expect these shocks that we experienced in April to have a lasting effect on the trajectory of the recovery of the sector in the months ahead. But of course, I think we also need to take into account the fact that it's a more difficult global environment that we're operating in now compared with the start of the year. The Russia-Ukraine crisis is not helping, certainly not helping Europe, which is a key trading partner of ours. The lockdowns in China, again, also another key trading partner of ours, that's also not helping. So we are expecting in the months ahead some pickup from the low point that we've seen in April, but we do think that the growth that we should be expecting will be moderate given the more challenging global backdrop.
Yeah, and I guess one of the factors that is contributing to the optimistic outlook is also the surprising results that we got from the employment index being the only one to improve in April above the 50-point mark. But yeah, thank you very much for your time, Yelani Maluleke, a senior economist at APSA.